Well, several weeks ago, as I just praying and preparing kind of for the future and asking God, I'm always just seeking the Lord on where we're going, whether it's series or speaking or whatever, the Lord just put 1 Thessalonians 5:16, just boom, into my head. It was kind of a weird thing. It's one of those unique experiences that don't happen very often to me, you know, where a verse, you know, like specifically, a verse that I don't know, you know, it's one thing when I think of like John 3:16 and I'm like, oh yeah, I know that scripture, but this verse, just like as I was praying, just popped in my head. I'm like, is there even a 1 Thessalonians 5:16? Because, you know, Thessalonians is only so long. I'm like, does that even exist? Am I just, where is this coming from? I had no idea what the scripture was, so I looked it up. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16 basically says this, three words out of the 1984 edition of the NIV, says, be joyful always. Be joyful always. And so I assume that the Lord wanted me to speak on this scripture, and so, you know, and this was several weeks ago, so I just began to pray and think about how I would speak a message on being joyful always. But what interesting thing is, each week I thought, okay, I think that God's put 1 Thessalonians, I'm going to speak on this. Each week, as I would begin to prepare and sit down and pray, the Lord would always lead me in a different direction. And that is until this week. As I opened up that scripture, I began to read beyond that scripture. And as I began to read beyond that scripture, I realized what a perfect scripture this is for this weekend, being that we're coming off of Thanksgiving weekend. And so if you continue reading in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, you'll see what I mean. This is what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. It says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God's will for our lives, as we read this scripture, tells us that we would be full of His joy, that we'd be praying to Him, seeking Him continually, and that we'd be demonstrating His thankfulness in all circumstances. And when you really think about it, that's God's will for my life. When we think about what God's desire for our life is, what His will for us is, it almost seems impossible to be joyful always, to pray always, continually, to thank the Lord in all circumstances. It seems impossible. And the truth is, it is impossible in our own strength. To live life like this can only happen through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. A life that's lived in the power of the Spirit produces this amazing, deep-rooted joy that isn't worked up by human emotions. You know, we can try to force ourselves to be joyful. Oh, great. Yeah, I'm going to be joyful always, right? We can try to push that and force that, but it doesn't really work, does it? It's just on the outside, right? How do we get what's on the outside to match what's on the inside? True joy in all circumstances and always can only come through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. You see, when our eyes are fixed on the Lord, when our eyes are fixed on Him, when the Spirit is alive in us, then no circumstances, whether good or bad, can steal our joy. Because our joy comes from the Lord, not from the world and the things around us. God's desire is that we be joyful, and prayer plays a vital part in that Holy Spirit in our lives, in being and able to experience His joy. Prayer plays a vital role in this. You see, to pray continually doesn't mean that we get out of bed and we never go anywhere because we're on our knees like this, right? You know, praying. That's what I remember when I was a little kid. I'm like, well, how can you pray continually? You'll never eat. You'll never get to, oh, I won't have to go to school. Okay, I'll pray continually. You know, when you're a little kid, you think these little things. But, you know, that's not what prayer continually. Pray continually means to always, in the midst of everything, be aware of God's presence and to consciously be making decisions based on His will and desire for our lives. To pray continually means that we're just constantly seeking the Lord. And I find for myself the way that happens sometimes is I constantly, as things come up, I just say, Lord, how would you have me do this? How should I respond here? And that's what's prayer. It's conversation with God. It's communicating with the Lord. And that prayer continually becomes when we are consciously seeking Him and dialoguing and thinking through the process of how would God help me in this area. Be joyful always. Pray continually. And then Paul tells us to give thanks in all circumstances. And we have to realize he's not saying give thanks for all circumstances, right? There's a big difference between the two, between giving thanks in all circumstances versus giving thanks for all circumstances. We're not thankful for the difficult times or the challenges that we may face, but we can still be thankful in the midst of the difficult times and the challenges that we face. And the key here is that we are giving thanks. That even in the midst of the difficulties, even when things don't go our way, that we have this gratitude and heart of thanks to the Lord, trusting that His hand is on our life and that it could be 10 times worse. Thank you, Lord, for helping me in this situation, being with me in this situation. Thanksgiving is a great time for us to stop and think about the things that we're thankful for. I know many families and traditions, have different traditions at Thanksgiving time. Some families will sit around the table and give thanks, right, and share the different things that they're thankful for. And Thanksgiving is a great time for us to do that. And this morning, I want to do something like that. This morning, I want to give an opportunity for us to give thanks. In my youth group, every year around Thanksgiving, I would take time with the youth to think about what are we thankful for and to give kids opportunities to share with others what are they thankful for. Because I think sometimes we can get so caught up and so busy that we don't take time to give thanks in all circumstances, especially when things aren't going the way that we want them to sit back and think, wow, where would I be if God wasn't in my life? How would things be if God wasn't present and here? And there are so many things that even in the midst of difficult times that we have to be thankful for. And so this morning we're gonna do something a little different. It's not just Darren speaking this morning. I want to give an opportunity for you to share if you want to. No one's going to be forced to. I'll ask you either you can come up here or maybe I can even go around. But I just want to take some time this morning to share maybe some of those things that we're thankful for, the blessings that the Lord's brought upon our life or what He's done maybe this year or recently in your life, because there's something about us sharing those good moments that help encourage one another. I talk about, one of the reasons we come together in home groups, one of the reasons we come together men's ministries and these things is that whole idea of iron and sharpening iron, that as we come together and encourage one another, it's good. Sometimes you'll hear someone share something that they're thankful for, and we're like, wow, I've never thought about how I should be thankful for that and how it can encourage one another. And so this morning I'm going to open it up. Before we do, I thought we'd break the ice a little bit by a quick little video to get us ready to share this morning. So let's watch this video as we get ready to share.
I am so thankful for my car. I love my car. And I'm thankful for Twinkies. I love Twinkies. And I'm thankful for TiVo. That changed my life. And I'm thankful that I don't live in a third world country. Thankful for my gym membership. I mean, look at me. What do you think of it, Laura?
I'm thankful that Jesus died on the cross for my sins so I wouldn't have to spend eternity in hell. That's about it.
I was going to say that. I just didn't know we were talking about spiritual stuff.
So this morning, I just want to take some time. What are you thankful for? And it doesn't have to just be spiritual. The reality is everything's spiritual. You know that? I think sometimes we think, well, this is spiritual, that. But But life lived in the Lord, it's all spiritual. Amen? Everything we do should be spiritual. Whether it's, you know, cleaning the toilet. You know, it says do all things under the glory of the Lord. That can be a spiritual thing in our attitude and how we do it. And so everything is spiritual. But I thought it'd be a fun little kicker to get us started here. But it's always hard to break the ice. Who's the first one? But I want to give an opportunity. What are you thankful for? As you think about Thanksgiving, as you think about whether it's the Lord or family or things in your life, what are the things that you are thankful for? Who wants to go first? Anyone? All right. Esther.
My name's Esther, and I'm super duper thankful because earlier in the year, I was meeting with Joanne. She normally sits up here. And we had a couple of big, big prayers. And one of them is my daughter moved to Hawaii, and I'm not going to cry. And she stopped calling. She didn't call for 5 months. And I'm like, I don't have her address. I was calling the police. I was looking for her. And that was my biggest thing, my daughter. And then my career, we were talking about what am I going to do to make some money. Both of those prayers have been answered. My daughter, I get to see her tomorrow. We're flying to Hawaii in the morning to see her. Super excited. She has called home several times, very apologetic. That's another story, but she's doing well in Hawaii. Super, super excited just the way that happened. She called on Mother's Day after Joanne and I had started praying. Big, big thankful. And then my career, I have an opportunity that's changing my world, and it's an answer to prayer. So both of those for this year.
Amen. That's good. That's good. And we'll, you know, I know I said be thankful in all circumstances, and so I hope you can be thankful having to go to Hawaii, you know, right now. We'll pray that you'll be able to be thankful, you know, that you have to go to that sunshine over there. So enjoy that. Anyone else? Ken.
I'm Ken. I'm thankful for everybody in these two rows, our family. We all say, well, we love our family and we like them. No, we love our family. We actually get along. All of us, two generations worth. My brother, in-law, sister-in-law, and our kids. And we are just thrilled to have them for 4 whole days on this holiday weekend. We are so thankful. You too, Josh.
I know, I felt a little bad there. I'm like, he's only thankful for them, not us, you know? No, that's good. The family, there's something special about family, and not everyone gets to experience that all the time. Anyone else this morning? Tyler.
Even though that Twinkie thing got me all riled up, sure, I can be thankful still. No one knows about the Twinkie thing? They don't make them anymore. Okay, all right, just making sure. Sad day. Sponge cake. Okay.
Thankful
in all circumstances. So the first thing that came to mind when you said, you know, what are we thankful for? And it's something that I've talked with Jonathan Llewellyn, the guy from West Salem Foursquare. I don't know if you guys know him, but the fact that God can continually use me, no matter who I am, no matter what I've been, no matter what I've done, He's still okay with me, and I am extremely thankful for that.
That's good, especially if you know Tyler. I mean, no. But it's a reminder, we all have those struggles in our life, and the fact that even in the midst of our failures, in the midst of everything, God, He is still able to use us. So.
Well, I'm Polly, and I am thankful for surviving a series of trials that were difficult, and I'm so thankful for them, for all of them, because my walk with the Lord is so much more real. I mean, it's not superficial. It's in reality, and I'm so thankful for this walk that I have with Him now, and I am greatly thankful for music and flowers.
Good. all the little things too, you know. God created it all for all of us to enjoy. So, and there's something powerful about what you said too of the struggles in our life. And, you know, they're never good when we're going through them. But what's always amazing is when you're out of them and when you step back and look at what God did in your life in the midst of those things. And what an amazing God that we serve. You know, all things work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. And that in itself, we can be thankful. Doesn't mean everything's going to be good and always seem good, but God will work it out for the good. And that's an amazing thing. Who else wants to share what you're thankful for? Joshua.
When I think about this, I'm thankful for my kids, and that's, well, obviously you have to thankful for your kids because they're your kids, you know. But old Joshua is really impatient, and I'm gonna cry. But it's like my kids are like a holy sword to cut away the impatience. I'm thankful for that.
It's amazing the things that kids show us about ourselves. Yes, it's good. Who else? Oh, back there. Here we go.
For those of you that don't know me, I'm Jacqueline Smith. I'm visiting from Pittsburgh. And I just wanted to say that I was always a very serious person. And I was just serious about so many things in my life. And then God gave me His joy. And I tell you, it amazes me how in the midst of my problems and my situation, I can always find something to be happy about. And most of all, I'm thankful this morning that since I came down with diabetes, I guess about 12 years ago, many times you don't feel well, you don't feel like doing anything. And by me being an active person all the time and wanted to do what I wanted to do until I drop, you know, just, you know, how we can get busy and you don't want to stop and do this and stop and do that. But with my health, I have to stop and take medicine. I have to stop and go eat. And many times I don't stop when I need to stop, and so I get frustrated and tired, and sometimes I want to go, you know, God, I don't want to live, you know, forget it. And then His word always kicks in and picks me up, and when I know anything, I'll press my way through the not feeling good. And when I know anything, someone has come along and I'm talking and I've forgotten about, I didn't feel good, and I'm happy all over again. And it just happens and it never stops. It's just always there. That joy that He's given me, it's just, I don't know how it happens. I guess it's like the seed when you plant it in the ground. You don't know how it comes up, but it comes up. So I'm just telling you that the joy that He's given me is just so amazing, and I am so thankful for Him, continuously thankful for the joy of the Lord.
Amen, that's good. I'll pass it right over here.
Hi, I'm Kevin. I wanted to mention that God has brought an amazing people to this church. And I'm thankful for God. Just, you know, you never know when a startup church happens. You know, a year ago we talked about this being a reality, and you just never know what's going to be brought here. And God has brought some amazing people. And part of the amazing piece is the responsiveness. I mean, you look at this even today, how responsive people are and the friendships that people are creating and have created. It's an amazing group. I think this congregation is something to be thankful for and a gift from God.
Amen. I know I was worried when I started this if we were going to have a short service today or if it was going to be, if people would respond. Anyone else that wants to share? What are you thankful for? Yes, Tabby.
Hello, I'm Tabitha. I am just so thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy here in this country. You know, in a lot of other countries, you know, you can't do what you want to do. You know what you're led to do. And I am just thank God every day for that we do live here. And we can be here. We can't come to church without fear or anything else like that.
places you can't just walk into church, right? There are places in this world where it's not, don't have that freedom. And there's something about the freedom to worship the Lord and be with Him, to come together. That's good. Anyone else? Yeah.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm ashamed to say that several months ago, I was not happy for the approach of my new grandson. But the Lord has changed my life, opened my heart, and I now have a beautiful little grandson that is the light of my life.
You know, I'm going to say this just because when you said that, I sat in a class with pastor's wife, actually she's a district supervisor's wife up in Washington, and it was a class on raising PK kids, raising preachers, you know, preachers' kids kind of thing. And this was before we started the church. I wanted to go and check this out because even though my kids had been pastor's kids, there's a difference between youth pastor's kids and the pastor's kids. But we went to that class, and one of the things that she said is she was talking about what you said. She said that every life should be celebrated. And she shared a story of a similar situation. It was a grandfather that came up that was upset because it was his granddaughter had got pregnant when she shouldn't have and was very upset. And she just said, that's a child of God, and you need to celebrate that child. We don't celebrate how it came or what took place before it came, but you need to celebrate that child. And her saying that perspective, I think sometimes it's so easy when things come about in a way that we don't want them to, it kind of seems to put this damper on the celebration aspect of that life or whatever it may be. And there's something powerful that was spoken to me. When you said that, it just reminded me that there's something powerful about the Lord and how even in the midst of something that wasn't supposed to, God works all things together for good and can create such a beautiful thing out of that, which is good. Thank you for sharing that, Amy. Anyone else? Maybe a couple more this morning that are brave? Yes.
I'm Karen, and kind of on the tails of that, as far as birth, my oldest son and his wife now, but before they were married, they got pregnant, and my grandson just celebrated his 14th birthday yesterday, and he's a real blessing, and so God can use things from that. And in the process, my daughter-in-law, before she was my daughter-in-law, she wasn't saved, but through the process of counseling, she became a Christian, and she's walking with the Lord really strong.
All right. Anyone else?
My name's Jake, and I'm thankful for my family, especially for my wife, because she kind of reintroduced me to all this, and who only knows where I'd be without that. And I'm just thankful that even though the economy's kind of bad and everything, that I am working and can provide for them.
Thank you. That's good. So many things that every day just in our life we can take for granted. Granted for is not proper English. Take for granted in our life. That things even, you know, whether it be our wives, our kids, the flowers, whatever it may be. So
make sure I don't speak too close to this sometimes when my voice is a little loud. But I'm John, and I think the thing that I'm thankful for the most this year or this morning is the women in our lives. I think Jake kind of touched on it there. I'm kind of from a similar story where I spent most of my life as missionary kids, ideally, and spent 10 years of that where I got into the Army, very similar to the pastor's story, and kind of went my own way and had my wife, who's not here today, but basically be the instrument for bringing me back to God's fold as a sheep gone astray. And talking to people like Jacqueline and having mothers who are willing to change what their current schedule is to spend time with us. I just had an opportunity to have my mom here for about 3 weeks, if everybody remembers. And I think having godly women lead us men a lot of times, I think, where we're supposed to be the leaders, and when we fail, they step out in front and show us that we need to step up to be better leaders. And so I'm very thankful for godly women and the women of this church.
Amen. Amen. Well, as we wrap up here, let me share with you what I'm thankful for, and hopefully I can get through it, like, right, Joshua? Well, I have so many things to be thankful for. The Lord, I mean, all of us, I know we have those blessings from family, you know, getting to go Thanksgiving weekend down and spend with my family, getting to my sister who's been through many surgeries. I got to go down and be with her, actually, when she went into surgery, when she woke up from surgery, and be with her through that. And just family is such an amazing thing. And there's so many different things. But when I thought about knowing we were going to share, I thought, Lord, what would I share? What are this year, as I look about, what am I thankful for? And I think one of the things for me is what Kevin said, this church. You know, you hear me a lot share what my plan for my life was, to be a youth pastor for life. To, you know, I would have settled down there in Newburgh and been the youth pastor till I was old and gray if that was the Lord called me. But he didn't, and he called me to Dallas. And it doesn't mean now that I sit here in Dallas thinking, man, I wish I was back in Newburgh, because I don't. I am so blessed what the Lord has done in my life. And I think maybe in that, I should say, is what I'm thankful is how the Lord, when we're willing to walk in obedience, how he changes our heart. Something that I never wanted to do, never desired to do, now I love. I love getting to pastor this church. I love this community. It's so funny, a community I'd never been in before, that I walk down these streets and I just think, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful community. My son, this Thanksgiving, I wasn't there, but my wife and them were talking about what to be thankful for. It wasn't what to be thankful for, it was what city. She said, if you could live in any city, if you could be anywhere, where would you live? And I don't remember what Stacy said, but Toby said, well, I think it'd be Dallas. I like Dallas. It's not too big. It's not too little. It's just right. And just that the Lord would even give my family just a heart for this community. You know, my kids, all they ever said was, we love Newburgh. We want to live in Newburgh our whole life. And for the Lord to then begin to change their heart, I'm so thankful that God prepared this process, and he prepared us to come here. And we are so blessed. As Kevin said, I mean, you know, I was just praying, as our core team was maybe 25 with kids. And I was just like, Lord, if we could just have 30 or 40 people come so that critical mass, you know, so it wasn't like you come and visit and there's nobody here, you know, Lord. And the Lord has been so faithful. It's not about numbers at all, but just the fact that, you know, we've averaged, if you go from in the past year, I haven't done all the numbers, but we've averaged somewhere where 80-something people a month. You know, we've had as many as 115 to, you know, as low as, you know, the 60s. And the Lord has just blessed us. And we are just so thankful for what the Lord is doing through you guys, through this church, the love that he's given us for this community. And we're excited, you know, as we are on that cusp of wrapping up a year. It's been an amazing year and an amazing journey that the Lord has taken us on. And I know I'm not the greatest pastor in the world. I have a lot of failures and a lot of weaknesses. But in it all, the one thing I and my heart and desire to do is to try to get out of the way and let God be in control. And I believe as we continue to do that, as we continue to decrease and allow him to increase, I'm so excited to look forward to this next year and what God's going to do in this church and in this community and the surrounding areas, because that's what it's about. Planting a church is not about planting a church so that we can just come together and be about ourselves. It's about what God wants to do in this area, in this community, to reach lives all around here, loving God, loving people, to extend his kingdom. And I'm so thankful for the fact that I get to do this with you, that we get to partner together, shoulder to shoulder, allowing God to move in our lives and throughout this community. And I'm so, so thankful for that. And I hope this morning, I know a little bit different morning, but I hope that you were encouraged this morning. I hope that there's something about taking time to say thanks. And we all have so much to be thankful for. We do. And I want to encourage you this because it's so easy for us to now forget until next Thanksgiving, right? Thanksgiving comes around, it starts stirring up. What are we thankful for? But we should be expressing our thankfulness more than once a year. Every morning, we should be waking up saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the opportunity of living for you one more day, Lord. There are so many things. And I just encourage you, to seek out the Holy Spirit. Because as I shared earlier, as we looked at those scriptures, it's the Holy Spirit that will enable us to live the life that God's called us to live, to walk out God's will for our lives. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Let me say it one more time. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And it's only going to happen in and through Him, through the power of His Spirit alive in us, continually seeking Him and allowing His joy to cover us, allowing His thankfulness to cover us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for just this time where we can come together as a family. We talk about being thankful for family, but Lord, we're all a family, part of your family, Lord, and you're drawing all of us together. Thank you for this time this morning, and I just pray, Lord, that we would all be encouraged as we've heard the many different things to be thankful for, that Lord, you would remind us of that. Lord, that just hearing these things this morning maybe triggered things in our own thoughts and in our own minds, Lord, of things that we have to be thankful for, things that maybe we sometimes do just take for granted. Lord, there are so many things in this world that we can thank you for and give thanks to you for, Lord. Help us to do it on a regular basis. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We just pray your blessing upon us as we go from here. Let us go with joy. Let us go seeking you. Let us go being thankful and spreading that joy to those we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.